Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we are going to discuss how to find motivated apartment sellers. Gino, it's a hot market out there, and now more than ever, you need to systematize your lead generation, aka your multifamily acquisition strategy. And I'm going to challenge everybody right now, because we haven't always had this. Look yourself in the mirror. Do you really have a lead generation strategy for buying apartments? Not gonna just sit on that one. Be honest with yourself.
Woo, Mr. Stenziano is challenging me. I know he looked in the mirror this morning because he's got that nice pink shirt on. His hair's all done up. He's looking good.
Oh, that fire salmon, all right? Look for that on your local menu.
Mr. Stenzi, picture and imagine this. It's 2013. We finally have a deal. That was a long time ago. The deal sat on LoopNet. I mean, are deals back on LoopNet anymore? Is LoopNet even a thing right now? I don't know. I like to go on there and look and see the deals go to die. And maybe you might find a motivated seller again. But that deal was on for years. And then our third deal, the same thing. It was listed for $6.4 million. It was on LoopNet for 5 years. We came in after 6 months of negotiating. We actually signed it. I'll never forget this. $4.075 million. The broker held a note for their commission. We had no idea how to even pay for this thing. We brought on a partner. We just made it happen. But remember, back then was a little bit different. We had really short memories. We're coming out of this recession. It's 1% GDP growth. Rents for one bedrooms were $320 for a one bedroom. And it was a totally different market. The recession was a grip. Consumer sentiment was not there. I mean, people were afraid back then. I mean, we didn't know. Certain areas were coming out of the recession. Certain areas were still in that recessionary part of the market cycle. So there was risk back then. That's what made there were deals. And yet there was no capital. We were buying these deals on our own. We were refining and rolling
financing
these deals.
Was so much different.
And one more point. This is what we were doing. We were doing creative financing back then. That's because interest rates were, oh my gosh, 5% plus. I mean, there was no Freddie SBL out there. It was harder to finance
these
deals.
Hold on, Gino. Hold on. The typical term sheet we got from a community bank, 5.5 rate, right? It was a 3-year prepay, a 20-year AM, and a 5-year term. Everybody, you went into a bank, a local bank. That's what you're getting every time. Boilerplate, baby.
Yes.
Every single time. Stamp it and send it out the door.
And that's the amazing thing. The amazing thing is with the education, we learned what a market cycle was. In this book, learn what the three pillars of real estate is. Market cycle. A market cycle is constantly changing and constantly evolving. That's why my boy Yaki Boom Boom over there is going to talk about how to get lead gen in this part of the market right now, this part of the cycle. This may not be relevant 2 years from now, but it's just another tool in the toolbox to get lead gen. You can always pull these tools out whenever you need them and take a look at what part of the market cycle they're in and when they will work. So hit me, brother.
I got three for you. Okay. I got three for you. If you do not currently have a lead generation strategy, it's time to start monitoring this. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what does it look like? Number one, hot market, bigger deals are getting bid up. Start a direct to seller campaign to mom and pops. Okay. I'm not saying call on these big, you know, property management firms or institutions. That's probably going to be a waste of your time. Start a direct-to-seller campaign. If you're getting started out, number one, to mom-and-pop owners. Go out there, get the CoStar data, get whatever data that you need. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not doing it. Maybe you partner with someone who is a good salesperson, and they can systematize this, but look for rents that are suppressed. Look for bad ratings on Google. Look for apartment homes that are owned by individuals or small LLCs, okay? That is the first place you're going to start. Start mining for gold there. That's number one. Anything to say on that?
Yeah, I got a lot to say. My wholesalers out there, give me a big shout out.
Oh, bling,
give me
bling.
A big comment down below because you guys provide tremendous value.
That's right.
If you find the deal, the Jake and Gino community is always looking for deals. It's important to join one of these groups out there because you can provide tremendous value. If you're going out there and right now in this part of the market cycle, these smaller deals have a tremendous amount of value. Mom and pops, you're looking at a former mom and pop restaurant owner. We don't know what we have. We don't have systems. We're burned out. We're renting at something at $500 a month when it should be $700 a month. We haven't kept up with the market. That's where the value is. That's why wholesalers are really key to finding these deals. So if you're a wholesaler and you have that strategy, man, learn it, because we are adopting it in the last 6 to 12 months, and it's a longer game. You need a lot more touch points. But as my boy likes to say, you start sifting for gold out there, you're going to find little nuggets out there with this strategy.
Okay. Number two, the local apartment vendor community. What the hell is that? I'm going to tell you right now, there are specific vendors, and we say vendors, they may be contractors, they may be flooring, they may be painting, they could be cleaners, they could be laundry companies. The list is endless. It goes on and on and on. You need quarterly touch points with these folks, because if you want the inside information, you go to the source. These people primarily serve apartment communities. They may venture off and do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but there is a group. I don't want to call them apartment groupies, but all they do is literally work on apartments. You got to find those folks in your community and develop relationships. Even if you don't have apartments yet, you have to start identifying these folks, because you're going to need them as vendors. They're the ones that understand how to turn apartments. They understand, look, apartment pricing is different, much more aggressive than house, you know, if you're flipping a house or something like that. So these are the folks that they know that they're going to get volume and they want to come back for the business. So what we have found, it could even be your banker, your accountant. There's so many people that are in this apartment vendor space that we rely on for deal flow, because they're out there. They're saying, if it's somebody that's doing flooring, they may be saying, hey, these guys are getting ready to sell. They're upgrading a lot of their flooring. Your banker may have a relationship. One of my clients is looking to exit this deal. Thing is, if you don't ask and you don't systematize it, you're never going to know. So what you need to do is act like the sales rep. You need to have a, what is called a customer relationship management tool. It could even be Excel in the beginning, where you list all the different vendors. Maybe you're doing a quarterly meetup and you're inviting them to come out for drinks, socialize, network, see what's going on. Or maybe you're just calling them up quarterly, seeing what's going on in the market, who's selling, who's doing that. This may seem far-fetched or reach, gang. We get deals like this at least once a year, and it's a very important part of our strategy. But you have to systematize it, so you're reaching out to them at least quarterly. What do you see? What's going on in the market? What product updates do you have? Hey, who's selling? Okay, that's a very common thing, and we've gotten deals like this before. And look, these deals are a goldmine, especially if you're buy and hold long-term like we are. Each one of them makes such a huge role in our future success and building that cash flow snowball, that don't underestimate the power of every single deal.
We had the infamous Jay Scott on one of our podcasts, Go to the Wheel of Our Profits podcast. And he said something that stuck with me for forever. You either do zero deals or you do multiple deals. You don't do just one. And why is that? Because of Jake's number two tip. Once you have your first deal, you already have a team built out. You have a community banker where you go, hey, are there any deals out there? You may have a property management company. Hey, are there any deals out there? You start getting deal flow. You start getting credibility, and you start building a name for yourself. And then all of a sudden you're known as a closer. It happened with us on our first deal. Our very first deal, we had a broker. He taught us how to creatively finance. He brought a seller finance deal to us. We executed, which was very important. We did what we said, and we said what we did. And we didn't have a team built out at the time, but we built out a team. And 3 months later, was that just luck? Did it just fall in our lap? No, it was 18 months of getting that first deal, then executing on the first deal. And then all of a sudden, that real estate broker brought us our second deal. And then he brought us our third deal. And then all of a sudden, the community bank relationship kicks in and all these other relationships kick in, the title company and all them, and they start bringing you deal flow. That's why it's important to be really respectful of your vendors. Pay them, respect them, and make sure you keep in touch with them and add value to them, and they will bring you deals.
Great segue into our third tip here, and that's systematizing the broker relationships. Look, it's very obvious. Everyone knows you can get deals from brokers, but have you systematized the broker relationship? This is very similar to the vendor relationship. You need the CRM, you need to put them in, and you need a cadence for touch points. What's the common thread here? This is the biggest aha moment that Gino and I had when getting into multifamily. The broker, the vendor, I don't care, the porridge maker, whatever you want to say, and start a nursery rhyme. They are not the sales reps. You, as the buyer, this is reverse. You have to get this right in your head. You, as the buyer of multifamily investments, you are the sales rep. These people have gold that you're trying to get from them, okay? Each deal is gold that can set you free for the rest of your life. These things are extremely powerful, these multifamily deals. You need to realize that and be able to sell on why you're credible, why you're the closer, why you're the one that's going to get the deal done. So that means having a CRM set up, having quarterly touch points, maybe monthly touch points with all these different folks. What's going on in the market? Can I get out and see your deal? Systematizing the process just as a sales rep would in order to mine for the gold. That is the key. You need to be the salesperson and systematize the process.
I want to throw out a challenge to everyone listening right now, because I know Jake threw out his challenge, but I'm going to throw my challenge out. I want you to pull your phone out and I want you to look at a person you haven't spoke to in a year. And I want you to text that person and say, "Hey Jake, we haven't seen each other in a while. You know what? How you been? You know what? You want to jump on a call and catch up and see how you've been?" I will guarantee you, Jake will be like, "Yes, yeah, let's do that." Innocuous. Be interested in other people, right? To be interesting, you need to be interested. That's a great tip to network. You don't want to just reach out to the broker and say, "Hey, Jake, any deals going on?" No, you want to really get to know that broker, get to know that vendor, and really create a relationship. And not just always ask, but be interested. And Jake's talking about actually going out there and systematizing this. You can systematize this. If you want to set up your goals that you want to underwrite 80 deals in a year, how many deals you need to analyze? Well, how many brokers you need to get in touch with? If you do this one or two brokers a week, I know we're working full-time. Jake and I were doing the full-time thing, working 70 hours. That's what you need to do. No excuses on that part. This is the easy part. You know what? Monday, 9 o'clock, I'm going to text a broker. Wednesday, 9 o'clock, I'm going to text another broker. So just see how they are. But the thing is, you have to systematize, like Jake's saying, and it has to be top of mind because we forget. And you can even have a templated script going on. Hey, say, "Jake, we haven't talked in a long time. If you want to reach out and let's just, you know, I don't want to say grab a cup of coffee, but jump on a Zoom call or something. Let's just find out what you've been up to.
I'd love to see what deals you guys are, you know, marketing these days. What anything going on in the marketplace? What's
exactly? Like, yeah. And just really reach out to them and see what's going on. Be interested in what they're doing. They're going to reach back out to you. But if you start with, "Hey, Jake, any deals?" Jake's be like, "No, who are you?"
And compliment the prior deals and compliments the deals that you passed on. That gives them ammo to go back to the sellers and say, "You know, this person didn't buy, but this is, they thought, what a great location and amenity package. It just wasn't the right time for them." That gives them ammo.
Before you wrap everything up, here it is. It's the wheel of our profits. If you're looking to get into multifamily, you don't have a roadmap. This is the buy right, manage right, finance right. This is the honeybee. If you're already in it and you're looking to scale, this is the book right here. "I don't have money." Well, this is the creative cash. This is all about seller financing. And you know what? I have another one. This is our how to share the benefits of multifamily. You want to get into syndication, raise capital
right now?
I got all four of them. Which one do you want? If you want one of them, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button down there. Give me a screen grab. Shoot me an email, gino@jakeandgino.com. And I'll send you a PDF copy of any one of the books. You are at one part of your journey. You're either starting, you're either looking to find capital, or you're looking to scale your portfolio. These four books encompass every part of your journey. So let us help you out with getting that part of the journey continued. gino@jakeandgino.com, and I'll send you a PDF copy.
Education times action equals results. If you have limiting beliefs, if you have phantom issues, the G-Dad's got your answers for you. Gino, this was awesome today. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Broseph. Take care, everyone.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.